Hi, this is Siraj, Unleashing Talent, and welcome on another podcast. And today we will talk about the organizational capability building. Most learning professionals and CLOs are either on the operational side of the learning and development or the delivery side of the learning and development. Here is a shift that I thought might be helpful to all of you. CLOs across the globe need to focus on building capability. And what it means is you have to build the organizational capability, and it has four levels. You should focus on building the capability for each individual, understanding where the individual is and what the individual goals are and what is the capability deficit and whether individual is performing at the optimal level or not. So the first level of organizational maturity means you have to build the capability of the individual. So that approach is individual focused. The second level of maturity of any learning and development function is to be able to build the capability of a team. A team's capability is different from the individual's capability. So it is the collective effort that the team does on a particular goal or a mission or a vision. So the CLOs or the learning professionals need to understand the required level of competencies and the existing level of competencies of the team, and all the efforts taken in that direction is towards bridging the gap, bridging the capability gap. That's level two. Level three is building the business capability. What it means is understanding the core business of the organization, where the business is heading, what is the business that organization does, and building the capability towards that business. And it could be industry specific. Let's say you are into IT, the business capability is more like building the mainframe capability, whatever it is very, very industry specific. And that's what I call the third level of capability building approach. The fourth is the organizational capability building, and what it means is building the right culture within the organization, engaging people towards the larger vision of the organization. So how does that happen? The CLOs and the learning professionals and HR professionals have the responsibility to build a conducive culture. And to do that, you train your managers and leaders. But remember, this focus is not on learning and development. This is more building organizational capability. And that includes building the value system, building the culture, and creating a conducive environment where people feel good to perform and they feel motivated to perform. So that's what I call the organizational capability. So your organization, as a result of building organizational capability, is known like a great place to work. Organizational capability helps organization build sustainable 21st century enterprise. So to conclude the idea that I tried sharing with all of you, the entire HR and L&D professionals and fraternity, if I may say, the capability building has four levels. Level number one is building the capability at the individual level. Number two is building the capability at the team level. Number three is building the capability at the business level. And number four is building organizational capabilities. And why you do that? So that there's optimal performance at each level. Hope you like this podcast. Thank you very much. See you again on some other topics.